Now, secondly, emotional energy is not available because it's wasted. Now, is it wasted? Well, we waste it all the time. And we waste it by indulgence in negative emotions. These negative emotions are, for instance, fear, hatred, jealousy, self-pity, remorse, guilt, anxiety, and so on. These are all negative emotions. There's not a scrap of good in any of them. They're completely useless, in fact, positively harmful. And they fester in most people's minds most of the time. They not only fester, but they find various outward verbal expressions. And these verbal expressions of negative emotions, they drain away our energy, our emotional energy, all the time. No wonder we feel so weak and so depleted, as energy is pouring out of us, quite literally, all the time, in these various ways. Let me give a few examples. These sort of verbal leaks of negative emotions draining away our energy. First of all, grumbling. Some people keep it up all the time. In this country, it's a sort of tradition, a very honourable tradition, to grumble about the weather. If it's raining, well, it ought not to be raining. We grumble because it's raining, regardless of how good the rain is for the farm or for the crops, because we can't go out. Or at least if we do go out, we've got to take a raincoat or an umbrella. If it's hot, well, of course, it's too hot. We grumble about that. If it's cold, it's too cold. We grumble about that. And so on. We keep on grumbling all the time. We make the weather in this country a sort of scapegoat, a sort of whipping boy for our unconscious negative emotions, and we go on grumbling about it. And some people, as I've said, grumble about just about everything. Nothing seems to be going right for them. They seem satisfied with nothing. They seem in a state of constant disgruntlement. But this is just negative emotion finding an outlet. And it's very, very bad indeed. People who grumble, habitually grumble, are constantly wasting emotional energy. Secondly, carping criticism. There are some people, again, who are never satisfied with anything. They have a positive genius for finding fault. However good something may be, however successful some undertaking, they always manage to discover something wrong with it, something inadequate, something not complete, something not quite satisfactory. Needless to say, I'm not speaking here of objective, detached criticism. This is quite a different thing. But believe me, it's very, very rare indeed. We may say that someone who always criticizes, who habitually criticizes, is inevitably expressing negative emotions. So don't criticize, at least don't indulge in criticism in this way. The next verbal expression of negative emotion hasn't got, for some reason or other, a proper name in English. So I've taken the liberty of coining one, and I think we might call it Dismal Jimmy-ism. During the last war, this was known officially as spreading alarm and despondency, and it was in those days a punishable offence. You could be hauled up in front of the magistrate by the police for spreading alarm and despondency. I think it would be a good idea if we made it always an offence, this Dismal Jimmy-ism. You get in this case a person who is always predicting disaster, who always exaggerates difficulties, who thinks that nothing is going to go right, who assures you that you can't possibly succeed, who pours cold water on all your cherished schemes and plans. And even if you do succeed, then such people will usually shake their heads gloomily and remark, it would have been much better if you'd failed. This is their general outlook. So this is Dismal Jimmyism, the prophet of gloom and disaster. And then, something even more sinister, gossip. Gossip, we may say, is one of the commonest expressions of negative emotion, if not the commonest. And it's also one of the most terrible and dangerous. Gossip, we may say, is very rarely innocent. Very rarely indeed is it innocent. It may start off innocently enough. Well, what do you think about old so-and-so? How is he getting on? But within half a minute, you're up to your neck in gossip of the worst possible description. In fact, we may say that malicious gossip is really poison, quite literally poison. And those who spread it are, again, quite literally spreading poison. So it's something which should be avoided at all costs. Lastly, another familiar specimen of verbal expression of negative emotion. I'm sorry to be so colloquial, but this is what we call nagging. This almost invariably happens as between husband and wife. And there's a reason for that, because if you nagged anybody else, well, they just leave you straight away. But husband and wife are bonds to each other, and they can't get away. Traditionally, of course, I say traditionally, it's the wife who is the nagger. But I rather suspect that the nagging husband is no less common and possibly much worse. Nagging in this country, in these modern civilized times, unfortunately, is not grounds for divorce. But I think serious consideration ought to be given to the question of making habitual, sustained nagging grounds for divorce. Because nagging, kept up, as some people do keep it up, for hours on end, day after day, week after week, month after month, is psychologically very damaging indeed. In fact, if one wanted to be a little extreme, one might even say that habitual nagging is much worse than occasional adultery. Now, these are some of the verbal, some of the commonest verbal expressions of the negative emotion. Some of the commonest. And let me just repeat them so that we don't forget them. Grumbling, carping criticism, dismal Jimmyism, gossip, and nagging. What a horrible collection. And there's only one thing to do about them. And that is just stop them. Just stop them. If you start talking about them, you're already giving in to them. Just stop them. One of the French poets is said to have said about rhetoric, take rhetoric and wring its neck. So you might say the same thing about these verbal expressions of negative emotion. Just take them and wring their necks, as it were. Just stop them. Just give them up. There's no excuse, no beating about the bush, just stop them, forthwith. This, of course, means maintaining constant awareness, constant watchfulness over oneself, so that one doesn't involuntarily start grumbling, or gossiping, or nagging, or criticizing, or any other of these unpleasant things. But if we can do this, if we can cut them off, as it were, a very great deal of energy will be saved. A very great deal of energy indeed.